Yahweh, that's God the Father, but most people know him as Yahweh. Yahweh. That's the way Apostle Prophet Elisheba Eliyahu of a Mighty Wind Ministry heard Yahweh speak to her in the spiritual realm. That's how he pronounces his name. Then God the Son is Yahushua. Yahushua HaMashiach, Yahushua the Messiah, Yahushua the Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, the Sent One, Yahushua HaMashiach. Then you've got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has many names. God, the Holy Spirit, has many names. But the main one is Shekinah Glory, or Shekinah Glory. Shekinah Glory or Shekinah Glory. But she is also known as Imaya. Imaya means God the Mother or Mother God. She is also known as Wisdom. In Hebrew, wisdom is Chokmah. Chokmah. C-H-O-K-M-A-H. And then she is also known as Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is the most popular one. Ruach is spirit, HaKodesh is the holy. So she is also known as Ruach HaKodesh, and she likes it when those who have the understanding and desire her motherly nurturing call her Mama Shekinah Glory or Mama Ruach HaKodesh or Mama Wisdom. So those are the pronunciations of the Hebrew sacred names of the Holy Trinity Godhead, or the Holy Godhead Trinity. Yahweh or Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach, or you can also call him Yahusha or Yahshua, but he prefers to be called Yahushua. Yahushua, Yah saves, or Yah salvation. And within that name, you get the name of Hosea, the original name of Hosea in the Hebrew language, which is Hushua. Hushua, which is to do with saving. Yahushua, Mashiach. Then the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity Godhead, is Shekinah Glory or Shekinah Glory. And then she's also called Imaya. She's also called Wisdom or Chokmah. And she's also known as Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know if I've said Imaya. So, yeah, those are the pronunciations of the name. And the believers in Yahushua HaMashiach and the followers are to be called the followers of the way, the truth, and the life, which is Yahushua HaMashiach, or you can just say followers of Yahushua HaMashiach. You can also call them the apostolic believers and followers of Yahushua HaMashiach based on Acts chapter 2. It's better not to call ourselves Christians, as we have shared in the past. Christians, Christianity, it's the Vaticanization of the apostolic faith that is founded in Acts chapter 2. And Vatican is something that Yahweh hates, because Yahweh says, Esau I hated, Jacob I loved. And the Vatican is Esau, Rome is Esau. So anything that Rome has created, especially that is outside of the, that is not in alignment with the Torah of Yahweh, Sorry, I had to pause for a moment. So anything that Rome has created that is not in good alignment with the Torah or the law of Yahweh is an abomination. And let's just say 99% of what Rome has created or established is abomination to the Most High God, Yah. Another thing I forgot to say is Yah is the family name of the Holy Trinity Godhead. Their family name is Yah, Y-A-H. And this name used to be appearing in the Hebrew, in the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Writ. However, it's been omitted as years have rolled by, and sometimes though wherever it has remained, it has been translated, it has been written as Jah, J-A-H, which is wrong because there's no such word as Jah in the Hebrew language. There was no letter J until about 500 years ago. And this is why the name Jesus Christ cannot be the original name of the Messiah. Because it's a Greek Latin name. There's no such thing as J in the Hebrew language. And in these end times, Yahweh is emphasizing the importance of taking interest in and basing our faith on the Jewishness of Jesus Christ, which means you have to be. We need to start taking into account that Jesus had Hebrew roots. He had a Hebrew name. He spoke the Hebrew language. He observed the Hebrew culture as we see it in the Holy Scriptures. And he was a native-born Israelite. So everyone that follows and accepts him genuinely is automatically Israel, as written in Romans chapter 11. Every Gentile is grafted in. This is something we are going to discuss in this Pentecost season, because during Pentecost we are to read the book of Ruth, which talks about the kinsman redeemer marrying a foreigner who is a Moabite. We see how... I need to pause for a moment. All right, I'm back. So grafting in is a very important subject to discuss during the festival of Shavuot, also known as weeks in English, because it's the festival of weeks. We count 7 weeks to Pentecost, from Passover. And so today is the 49th day of this festival. Today is Thursday, the 25th of May, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, today is Sivan 5. Now, this is Sivan 5. So this is meant to be a very short audio just to share the pronunciation of the Hebrew names of the one and only true God that we are all meant to serve on earth and worship as mankind made in his image. Hallelujah. But yes, everybody that accepts the Messiah, whether Gentile or Israelite, is automatically Israel because they are washed by the blood of Yahushua. And remember, if we do Holy Communion or Kiddush, we drink the blood of Yahushua and eat the flesh of Yahushua and become one with him. And we all that have accepted Yahushua HaMashiach genuinely as our Lord and Savior, we are his body. We are the body of Yahushua HaMashiach. We are the members of his body, each and every one of us. So we cease to be Gentile if you are a Gentile before accepting Yahushua HaMashiach, and you become Israel automatically. And this is something that Rome and the Vatican have been working so hard to stop believers in Yahushua and followers of Yahushua from knowing and accepting and running with. So we have to understand that we are grafted in if we are Gentiles, just like Ruth the Moabite was grafted in. The book of Deuteronomy says that the Moabite wives, the Moabite women, and I think the Ammonites, I've forgotten which other country, those ones could be grafted into Israel as long as they were willing to accept the God of Israel, the Torah of Israel, and observe the Torah diligently. So I think I'm going to stop here for now. I will do a proper audio in which I share a little bit more about Shavuot, and I'll share it a little bit later on. In the meantime, remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach, and may the divine presence, which is Shekinah glory of Yahweh, be abide with you in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Amen. Shalom. This is Sister Shulamit of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. Shalom.